Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm super pumped to spend some precious time with you today and help you bring out more of your greatness, because I know you have it. Let's get inspired, motivated, and move one step closer towards inner peace and healing. It's time to step out of your comfort zone and say yes to life. You are enough, and I believe in you. Let's get this episode started. Episode 170 is in the house. This is Luke Mindpower. Welcome to the Luke Mindpower Podcast. It's a blessing to be here with you. I hope you're doing freaking fantastic. It's an honor, actually, to be speaking to you today. If you're just tuning into the Luke Mindpower Podcast for the first time, then I want to welcome you, because this podcast is a place where you wake up to your greatness. And yeah, it took me a little bit of time for me to wake up to my greatness, but now that I have, I'm here to spread the good news and share my wisdom of what it really takes to step into your power, your truth, your authenticity, and your purpose. That's the real golden treasure that you want to discover in your life, is your purpose. Why are you here? You know, asking these questions that I never asked. Well, I was always wondering for a long time, you know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is my gift? What is it within me that I'm supposed to share with the world? And I think that we all have a story. I know that we all do. We all have greatness within us, but we haven't spent enough time with ourselves to really discover that. And that's really the truth of like life itself. When you think about it, I've become really aware and conscious of how mentally, we are so programmed, and everything makes an impression. Like everything, absolutely everything, every conversation you have with people. That's why I'm very particular with who I surround myself with. If something doesn't sit well with me, if something is not providing me with inspiration or positivity or helping me grow, then I have to remove it from my life. And whether, you know, I think one of the hardest things with relationships, you know, people in your life, is speaking your truth, like standing up for yourself, having the confidence to do exactly what's right for you, even when you feel guilty for doing so. That's a challenge, you know. We do struggle with that a lot. But the more confidence that you have within yourself, the more you're able to honor your truth, right? To really go in the right direction of your life, even when you feel guilty for doing so. And sometimes the truth is that, you know, you have to hurt other people to save yourself. And the other truth is that people are only going to understand from their own perception, from their own way of thinking. And not everybody thinks like you. And so it's really important for you to be aware of that, because sometimes we want validation, we want acceptance, we want people to understand us. But the truth is, no one's going to understand you because they're not you. Your job is to do your best, if you feel like it, to explain yourself and help other people understand you. But the truth is, no one's really ever going to understand you, because you feel a specific way and you've got a specific story and you've been through shit and other people haven't been through what you've been through, and you're expecting you from others. And so that's something I learned on this journey, was don't expect you from others. And we expect other people to understand and appreciate everything that we share and we talk about and we're going through, and they don't. People don't, right? Your job is to be yourself, to do exactly what's right for you, and keep yourself in alignment with where you're supposed to be going in your life. So life is really a journey, and everything is a lesson, okay? And the lesson will keep showing up until you learn it. I always say this: instead of looking and complaining about life and thinking about, you know, oh, why is this happening to me? Oh, why do people treat me like this? Or, complaining about, why did this have to happen to me? Every opportunity or challenge in your life, there is an opportunity for you to ask the question, what can I learn from this? You know, what is this teaching me? Okay? Because there's a lesson in everything that you do. Like everything. Every day, there's a lesson in something. You know, and that's why I post stuff like, everything happens for a reason. Like, find the reason in that experience that you're dealing with right now. Learn from it, you know, and move forward in your life. Do whatever you need to do to lean into your peace. If your peace is not where you are, move. You're not a tree, you know. That's something that's really powerful. And I think, you know, when we get stuck in life where we're in a place where we don't want to be, and then we wonder, like, why has it taken me so long to become so conscious of where I'm at right now, and wonder, how did I get here? What have I been doing? Like, have I been just sitting under a rock? Have I just been, like, conforming to the world? Have I just been really low on self-esteem and confidence that I never used my voice to speak my truth? And that's what a lot of us have done. We've lost control of our life. We've lost control of, you know, being able to feel free. And when you don't have control in your life, you don't feel free. And when you don't feel free, you don't feel peace. And when you don't feel peace, man, then you're stuck like a tree. And some of us are really like as if we're like the foundation of a house, the concrete. That's how we feel. We're just stuck in this place where we don't want to be. And it's your responsibility, right? Not to sit there and complain, but to make a plan, to create a vision, create some goals. Don't sit there. I know that it's hard, and I know that, you know, you're probably like, oh my gosh, I'm such an idiot. Why didn't I wake up earlier? Why didn't Luke Mind Power come into my life earlier? And I know some people have said that. Like, in order for you to get to where you are right now, this was the purpose. You know, I had to go through my own shit in my life to get me to this level of confidence and this level of success and this level of a higher vibration so that I could find you, because I wouldn't be able to find you and connect with you if I hadn't gone through this journey. And you wouldn't have been able to connect with me if you hadn't gone through your journey as well. So that's why this is awesome, because, right, if you hadn't gone through your shit, you wouldn't have met me. If I hadn't gone through my shit, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now on the podcast, live on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. You know, so everything happens for a reason. And so now you can look at one of the reasons. Well, one of the reasons maybe why I needed to go through this shit, because I needed to meet Luke Mindpower. I needed to see his dancing. I needed to see his podcast. I need to listen to it, because this was the moment of me reclaiming my power and taking my life back and finding my freedom and realizing that, you know, my peace is not where I am right now. And I'm not willing to sacrifice my life continuously in this place where I don't feel peace, because if you are not in peace, guys, that's why you're not happy. That's why your body is not functioning in its healthiest state. That's why your body also is in a state of dis-ease, which causes diseases, okay? And that's a low vibration. And eventually your body will say, screw you, I've had enough of this shit, and now I'm going to get sick. So it is your duty to lean into that area of where you can find more peace. Because eventually your body will tell you, hey, it will talk to you. Your body talks to you, man. Pay attention. That's the one thing I learned in the Shaolin Temple when I was living there in China, is that you are your own best doctor. Your body is always communicating to you, but why don't we listen? Why don't we listen? So where do we go back? We go back to childhood. We go back to, you know, sexual abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, you know, neglect, right? Being put down by our parents. Why did they do that? Like, this is crazy shit. Like, going back and looking at all this stuff. Why did our parents neglect us or abandon us or tell us that we're not intelligent, or tell their friends while we're standing there that, oh, you know, don't tell them that they're smart, you know? Like, put your own children down. Why did they do that? Why do parents put their children down, right? Instead of lifting them up. And so you go even deeper and you ask the question, well, what I say is that you can only give what you can't give what you don't have. You can only give what you have. So where did that come from? Well, they must have learned that somewhere. Everything is learnt behavior. Everything is learnt behavior. So at some point in time with that parent, someone taught that parent to do that, to treat other people without love, to put someone down. And that's what I teach in my Speak and Transform speaking program, is that your voice has the power to lift people up, and it also has the power to bring people down. And so this is what you want to be aware of. And it's very sad, but I want you to use this as fuel, that if you've been through, you know, neglect, your parents didn't love you, or they pushed you to the side, or they chose your other sibling over you, or you were sexually abused or physically abused or verbally abused growing up as a child, or even in a relationship, I want you to use this as your motivation, as your fuel. I want this to be the purpose and the reason as to why you don't give up and why you don't seek revenge. Okay, let me tell you, don't waste your energy on someone who's living on such a low vibration. Focus on your growth and your healing and your success. Move forward in your life. Okay, do whatever you need to do to heal from your past, to express so you can no longer suppress, so you can reveal, so you can heal. Okay, let me tell you, the best revenge is massive success. Fuck them. Fuck them. The best revenge is massive success. You are not here to be limited. You are not here to be brought down. You are not here to be pushed in the, shoved into the dirt and buried. You are here to rise up. You are here to show that fucking, if I had to go through that shit, I'm fucking powerful. I'm strong, okay? That is the best way to move forward in your life. You know, I don't try to seek revenge. I don't try to despise anyone. I did in the past. I did in the past. You know, I resented my ex-fiance for 6.5 years because of her decision to not marry me. And I felt so much pain because of that. And I held on to that pain, right? And man, you know, I forgave her. I let that go. And I wish her well, you know. But it took me a little bit of time to realize that. But man, you know, the one thing that we were talking about revenge, guys, is like, think about it. You know, someone does you wrong, and then you go and try and do something similar to them. But you know what you're doing? Listen to this shit. You become like them. But the truth is, you are not them. You know, do not lower yourself to their frequency, to their you're lowering your vibration so that you can seek revenge. Right? Someone has done something so hurtful to you, and what you've done is you've gone to their level and you've tried to become like them. That's fucked. Like, listen to what I just said to you. Don't fucking seek revenge, but if you do, guess what? You become like them because you want to get them back. Fuck them. The best revenge is massive success. Keep moving forward. That's the power that you have. Let them go out of your life, and you focus on your healing, and you know that that person, those people are not for you. Okay? This is the pain. I get it. In the moment, you're hurt. And when you're hurt, you get angry. And if you don't have control over your emotions and your feelings, then you lose the plot. You lose it. You know, I get it. And all you want to do is you get angry and you just want to freaking fight back. And that's great, but fight back in the right direction. You know, don't give your power away so easily. Know your worth. Okay. So I just moved into my new house, and this was not possible. And I'm still trying to settling in because it's pretty grand, and it's like an oasis, man. I got frogs. Can you believe it? I have frogs in my backyard every night. Like the first night that I was here. And it's like, I had an episode previously on the Luke Mypower podcast. I can't remember what episode it is, but it's about a frog called Gilrod. And when I was living at my parents' house and starting my business, I found this frog in the cupboard and I named him Gilrod. And I was like, it must be a sign. How the hell would a frog get into my bedroom, into the cupboard? And it was just hiding there. And so the first night that I was staying here at my new house, I'm standing across, and right in the backyard, on the other side of the pool, and I'm hearing this noise, like, it doesn't even sound like that, but it's like, it sounded like a bird. It sounded like a kookaburra, something, some sort of bird that was sitting on top of the house that all of a sudden was every 20 seconds was making this freaking noise. And I was like, far out, man, what the hell is this? And then I'm sitting in my office where I'm at right now, and I'm hearing this. And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? I'm going to have to put up with this shit. I'm going to have to put up with this freaking noise. Every 20 seconds it's going off from like 7 p.m. till 11. It's just consistent. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, so then when my brother-in-law came over and I was with Danilo, we started talking about it. We're like, listen to the sound. And so we went around to find this sound, where it was coming from. And we noticed that it was a frog, and there's a frog pond in the backyard. And there's like about three or four of these frogs, and they're just like on the palm trees. They're on the stem, like the branch, the tree. And then one of them's jumping into the pond. And they're obviously calling each other, whatever they're doing, you know? And the one thing that Danilo said, he said, because, you know, I was thinking, freaking hell, we got to get rid of them. Like, they're too loud. And he said, nah, bro, this is their home. They're like, this is their home. Like, leave them alone. And I don't know, man, that was just so powerful what he said, because I was like, wow, that is their home. Leave them alone. Yeah, why would you want to move them? So then there's another pond with fish in it. The water trickles, and when I'm in my room upstairs, I'm going to bed, I can hear the water trickling, and it's like, you know, it sounds really soothing, you know. So I wasn't really conscious of when I came into this house, because it was very big and really old school, and I've been living in a brand new house for 12 months, and coming into this house, even though it's so big, there's like 6 bedrooms, and it's just formal dining, and I don't know, all these names, I don't know this shit, but anyway, so I was looking at the design, and I was just like, it's really old, you know. That was my first impression. Oh, it's so old. But now that I'm living here, like, the design is ridiculous, man. It is. It's like fit for a king. And so, you know, that's how I treat myself. I'm the king of my kingdom. But the environment is exactly what is healthy for me, and it brings me peace. There's a lot of greenery. There's so much, you know, trees and branches and bushes and you know, the frogs, the fishes. There's a swimming pool. You know, it's got palm trees, and it is like there's these lights, like as if I'm in Paris or in London, like these street lights in the back. So it is just absolutely amazing, and I'm still getting used to it, but it's your environment. Like, you have the power to create your environment. And so create an environment that brings you peace, create an environment that is good for your mental health, you know, and the amount of greenery, really does, you know. I was wondering, my dad was always painting. Every time he would paint something when we were living in Lakemba in Sydney, every time he would paint, he would always use the color green. And I could never really understand why. And I don't know if he was doing this on purpose, but I have a feeling that, you know, the green is actually really good for your mind. It's really good for your eyes, because it's nature. And I was at the gym. I went to the gym yesterday for the first time in my area where I live. And I was on the treadmill. And on the treadmill in front of me, all it was just green bushes. And I was like, I wonder if they do that on purpose, because it's really good for your mind, like nature, you know? So that's pretty much what I have in my backyard, in my house, is just full of nature, which is absolutely amazing. And so, you know, I love to get out in nature. And as you guys always see me dancing in the bush. And so I didn't realize that actually when I was moving here and when I chose this house, was that it is full of, like, you know, it's full of nature. And that's what you want to surround yourself more with, because it's natural positive energy. Natural positive energy, right? And it's healing, because there's so much negativity out there. There's so much toxicity out there. And you want to surround yourself with good vibes, good vibrations. And that's why I would dance. That's why I dance where I dance. And that's why I did a lot of meditation in nature, because there's no negativity. The trees, they grow naturally. It's the earth. And earth energy is healing energy because it's natural. There's no toxicity. There's no negativity. There's no pain. There's no trauma. There's no sexual abuse. There's no physical abuse. There's no verbal abuse. There's no financial abuse. It's all natural. And so you surround yourself with more natural energy. Guess what? You become that, right? You take the energy on from the earth. I'm just saying. So pay attention to that, right? Green is the heart chakra color. Someone, Amy on Facebook, said that. That's amazing. Yeah. So there's a reason for that. But yeah, I can probably sit here and go, oh, it's surreal that I'm in this house and it's freaking so big. And it's, yeah, like it is. It's like a mansion, you know. But it's my place. It's my palace. And it's something that I worked hard for. And all I'm doing is just proving that it's not about showing off. It's just about you creating your own environment. Like, you're the one that's in control of your life. Whatever you want to do, you can do it, but you got to stay consistent and you got to believe in yourself and you got to take action. You got to get out of your comfort zone and get out of your head and get into your heart. You know, I posted a video yesterday on Instagram and Facebook from the front of my yard. It's on Instagram right now. If you haven't seen it, actually, if you're listening to the podcast, you won't see it. But I talked about the only reason why you're not living your dreams is because you're living your fears. Because you haven't overcome your pain, you haven't overcome your trauma, you haven't overcome your fears, you haven't overcome your limitations, your blocks. You're letting other people's opinions of you control your life, okay? You're in a toxic relationship, you're working in a job that you hate, you're listening too much to your family and not listening to your own soul and heart and truth, okay? And you haven't overcome those blocks, those limitations, those fears. And that's why I say the biggest investment that you can make is in your own personal development and healing. Okay? And 18 months ago, it was around 19 months ago, April 2021, I created a program called the Superpower Mastermind. And I really didn't understand or appreciate the power of my work. I'm only starting to appreciate the power of it right now. I mean, people are getting results and have been getting results since the beginning, since April 2021. But now, like, we've got over 100 members inside our amazing community. And the transformations that people are having, the connection, the community, the love, the support that everyone is giving each other, it is just phenomenal. But obviously the program itself is powerful. But I didn't understand the power of my work and what I actually created. So I actually wanted to quickly just talk about the Superpower Mastermind program, because I've never spoken about it. And, you know, if you don't share what you have, how are people supposed to know? And so if you're someone that's interested to learn a little bit more about what I do and what I share, then listen up, okay? Because you know, you can listen to this podcast, but if you don't know that I have a 20-week program that transforms your freaking life and helps you overcome your trauma and your pain and your insecurities and your fears and helps you build superpowered confidence, and you are ready to step into your power and live your freaking best life, well, this is for you, okay? This is the work that you're not doing that you should be doing. That's why I say the treasure that you're seeking is hidden in the work you're avoiding, right? Everything you want is on the other side of action. Now, your life, okay, you know, I've had many times where I've had people that have been so close to signing up, so close to saying yes, but then they bail because they're afraid, because the investment, they look at the money versus, you know, if they're going to get the results, right? So we're living in this fight or flight state. We're scared, we're anxious, we're uncertain, it's unfamiliar territory. You're having to deal with your primal instincts, your primal mind, your reptilian mind that's like, no, don't do it, it's not going to work, right? There's self-doubt, there's out of your comfort zone, right? So you want your mind is designed to keep you safe and it just wants to keep you where you are. So trying to process whether or not this is going to work for you, it's very easy for you to listen to your mindset that says, don't do it, right? And so my job is to give you as much information as possible to help you understand the power of this work. Okay, and like I said yesterday in the video, that the only reason why you're not living your dreams is because you're living your fears and you're living in your trauma. You're living in the past. You're living in your pain of what happened to you versus who you can become. Okay. And one of the other things as well about the experience is that you get to surround yourself with me. And I got to tell you that without an ego, you surround yourself with me, you win. You will become successful because I'm fucking crazy, you know? And I don't give a shit what you think about me. But if you want to win, one thing I've learned that is the biggest fucking truth is that when you surround yourself with success, when you surround yourself with people who are growing every freaking day, you grow. You live your dreams. You don't live your fears. You're inspired. You're empowered. You're motivated. You're uplifted all the time. And that's the facts, you know? So the Superpower Mastermind is a 20-week program that helps you to overcome your insecurities. I basically created this from all of my experiences of everything that I went through in my life. And at the beginning, basically what we do is we work on your mindset. You know, we have to become aware of your thoughts. Now, the truth is that you're not your thoughts. You're just the observer of them. Okay, and once you become aware of that, and then you go deeper into the origins of where some of those beliefs and thoughts are sitting and where they came from, then you really become aware and you go, oh my gosh, like I've been believing this about myself for so many years, but it's actually not me. It's actually that experience that I went through when I was 10 years old at school where I got bullied and they kept telling me that I was fat and I was ugly. And so I heard that for the next 5 or 6 years while I was at school. And so over time, I believed that. And now because I believed that for so many years, I've become that. And that's why I say that you become what you think about. You become what you think about. And so whatever's been said to you in the past most likely has become your reality because you've believed it over and over and over and over and over again. So becoming conscious of your thoughts is the beginning of your transformation, self-awareness. So at the beginning of the Superpower Mastermind, we're basically working on your mind and becoming aware of your limiting beliefs and your thoughts. The other thing that you really want to pay attention to, and I know that you'll agree with me on this, okay, you are a product of your circumstances. You're a product of everything that you've been through in your life, okay? So when you were born, everything you've been through, relationships, parenting, how you were parented, how you were raised, everything you've gone through has now made you the product that you are, okay? If you would like to agree with me on that, do so. If you don't, then I don't know where your head's at. But everything that's happened to you has now created the life that you have, okay? You are a product of everything you've been through. So now that we can agree on that, I want you to become aware and ask yourself these kind of questions. What would happen in my life if I started surrounding myself with different people, better people, motivated people, successful people? What would happen in my life if I started to think differently? Because if you change the way you think will change. What would happen if I started to do things I've never done before? What would happen if I started to experience things I've never experienced before? Would I start to live a different life? What would happen if I started to change the way I'm living? Would the way that I'm living change? So for things to change, you have to change. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. And so this is the beautiful awareness for you to know. It doesn't matter where you're at in life, how old you are, doesn't matter. But if you want to change, guess what? You can. And this is exactly what the Superpower Mastermind is all about. It's about you unlearning all of the bullshit that the world has made you become and you figuring out your true authentic self so that you can live your dreams, not your fears. After we work on your mind, it is a process of reprogramming your mind because your mind is malleable, okay? And you can create new neural networks and neural pathways to override the current system that's working right now. That's the power of your mind. It doesn't have to stay the same. You don't have to keep thinking the same way. Okay? You can change that by doing things you've never done before. Okay? And so as we move forward in this process, you go and then reprogram your mind because you start doing things you've never done before, which gives you a life that you've never lived before. Okay? The next step is self-love. And a major part of this experience in the Superpower Mastermind is learning to love yourself, because self-love is the key to success. Okay? For anyone out there who doesn't think so, well, give me a reason as to why there's millionaires and billionaires that fucking neck themselves and kill themselves, even though they've got so much fucking money and they're still not happy. Still not fucking happy, you know? Money makes you happy, right? Money gives you the options. You can do whatever you want with money. You can have the fucking world with money, right? But then you fucking kill yourself. Then you're still a drug addict. Then you're still sleeping with prostitutes because you've got all the money in the world and you can do whatever the fuck you want, right? But you're still not happy. You're still not content. You're still not peaceful. Self-love is the key to success, okay? Money is a byproduct of who you are. But in order for you to live a peaceful and prosperous life, you need to find your inner peace. How do you find your inner peace? You heal from your past. Okay? You heal your trauma. How do you heal your trauma? You learn to love yourself. As you learn to love yourself, you love yourself out of your trauma. Okay? Your healing inside the Superpower Mastermind is a byproduct of you building a strong, loving relationship with yourself. Because you love yourself so much that you're filling yourself up with so much positive energy, because self-love is a positive vibration. It's a good vibration. It's not a negative vibration. So if you're carrying a lot of suppressed emotions, if you're carrying a lot of pain, if you're carrying a lot of fear, if you're living in fight or flight, if you're living in self-doubt constantly, if you're insecure, if you have low self-esteem, guess what? That's all a low vibration. Self-love and low vibrations don't go together. So as you build this stronger, loving relationship with yourself, guess what happens? You start to look around and you go, fuck, I have been wearing this mask for years. I've been holding up this armor for years. I've been carrying this pain and these suppressed emotions for years. And I don't want to fucking carry this shit anymore. I want to let it go so that I can grow. And so because you start to love yourself so much, you start to express, which means you no longer suppress. And this is where your freedom is, in releasing, in revealing. Because when you reveal, you heal. And that's why self-love is the secret to success. Because you won't kill yourself when you have $10 million. Because you love yourself. Because you have inner peace. Because you speak your truth. Because you're in alignment with your purpose and who you're supposed to be in this life, because you are spiritually connected to your soul. That is the power of self-love, and that is exactly what I take you through. And it's crazy that I had to go through rejections and things not going my way, especially in relationship with girls. That's probably been my hardest fucking experiences, of not feeling wanted, not feeling loved, you know, wanting and yearning for that connection with a female to, you know, to have that relationship, you know, to have that life. And when people around me were all, you know, getting in relationships, and all my friends, it was working out for them, but it wasn't working out for me. And so I felt like inadequate. I felt like something's wrong with me. I made up these stories in my mind that I wasn't good enough. And, you know, going through rejections and sometimes just settling for less because it was available, settling for less because I was too impatient to wait for better. And that's not the truth, right? That's not where I'm content. That's not where I'm peaceful. I'm happy. And so you're out of alignment because you're not focused on what feels right for you. So you settle. And so I was settling. And all these relationships in my life actually happened for a reason, for me to realize that, Luke, stop rejecting yourself, right? Stop pushing away your truth. And the best way that I escaped from those feelings and that emotional trauma and pain within myself was through cocaine and alcohol. That was the best thing for me. That's why I was so addicted to it, you know? But for many years, I was rejecting me. I didn't have a relationship with myself. I didn't love me. So I would settle. Okay? And that's why I decided that, you know, I'm not going to have relationships with anybody else. I'm going to have a relationship with myself. I'm going to take a journey of solitude. I'm going to say yes to me. I'm going to face my fears of being with myself, of doing something that's completely out of the ordinary, of going on my own, of letting go of everybody in my life so that I could find myself. And I would happily do it again and lose everyone for the sake of never losing myself again. And I know that when you come from, you know, if you've been neglected or you haven't been validated when you've been growing up or you've been abandoned and you've got a lot of emotional trauma that in that way, you know, we yearn to feel loved and wanted and we yearn for that connection. And sometimes we sacrifice ourselves for that connection, right? Because at least we are wanted somehow, somewhat. At least we have something, even though it's toxic or unhealthy for us. And that's what I've learned, you know. And it's like, nah, man, I am never sacrificing myself again for something that's unhealthy or for something that's not right. I would rather be with myself than be in an unhealthy relationship or someone who doesn't inspire me or lift me up or make me feel the way that I deserve to be felt, like the way that I deserve to feel, right? Or treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. So that's kind of what started this journey of self-love was and self-acceptance as well, you know, because I never loved myself and I was always against myself, you know. I never could accept my physical appearance. My physical appearance was something that was really a challenge for me to accept my physical body, right? Even though you are not your body, right? You're a spirit. You're a spiritual being living a human experience, right? You're just a meat suitcase, and we have this, and it all comes mental, right? It's all from your mind. Your mind is always giving you what you perceive and what you see in the mirror. It's just been programmed from the world, okay? It's not even yours. So the way that you see yourself is just a comparison to what you've been programmed with, and if you don't look a specific way, then you're inadequate, then you're not good enough, right? And so my mind was programmed in such a negative way that I have this expectation of what a body should look like. And, you know, I grew up really skinny and lanky. And so I already knew that I was different and I would judge myself so much. And I would, you know, wear bigger clothes to fit into like baggier clothes so you couldn't see how skinny I was. And, you know, there were little things along the way that kind of emphasized the, you know, getting bullied, getting called lanky and skinny and, you know, horse legs and, you know, just names, you know, even like growing up, like mum would say, you know, eat your food because you're too skinny. Or someone would say, eat more food, give him more food because he's too skinny. He needs to put some weight on. And that would trigger the fuck out of me, you know. So and it would also just help me become aware that, well, there's something wrong with me. I'm not normal, right? I'm too skinny. So there was a lot of that kind of, you know, awareness that I went through, and then I became very self-conscious of my physical appearance, and that also made me feel very insecure, and I had a lot of low, and I was just really low on self-esteem. I'd never speak my truth. I would never stand up for myself, so I'd be always living in fear and fight or flight, and I felt like I didn't have a voice, you know. So all of that over time really has built up for me to become this person who I am today, because I'm basically, this is my revenge, you know. Like, the best revenge is massive success, as I mentioned earlier. I'm not here to judge anyone that judged me or that treated me with disrespect or whatever. I'm just here to live my dreams, man. I'm here to do what's right for me, and I'm not going to let you stop me or get in my way. So use your pain and make that your power, okay? So going back to the Superpower Mastermind, self-love is like the major key for this transformation. It is like the missing link in your life. And that's why I say that what's missing in your life, it's you. It's the relationship with yourself. Your reality is a direct reflection of the relationship with yourself. How you love yourself, treat yourself, respect yourself is how you teach others to treat you and respect you, okay? You have to learn how to set healthy boundaries with people and speak your truth and own it. And even when you feel guilty for doing so, you do it. Why do you do it? Because you love you the most. Because you love you so much that you are not willing to sacrifice your truth for the benefit of somebody else and to make other people comfortable, right? this is where you stand up finally and you say, nah, no more. No more, man. I'm here to use this time, this precious time that we waste so much of. You know, time goes so quickly, you know, and it's really about finding that balance in your life to be able to use your time in the best possible way, because it's so easy to waste time, you know. And going back to like some of these people that I've connected with and calls that have said no to joining the Superpower Mastermind, I have these experiences because, you know, everybody's in their own journey, but there's no judgment here, but it's just the awareness. I always bring this up. You know, some people say, oh, you know, maybe I'll do this in a couple of months' time, right? And I counter that and I always say, hey, listen to me. In 2 months' time, if you were to join us today and take action and go through the work and do the program, do you know who you could become in 2 months' time? It will blow your freaking mind. Like, that is the incredible journey and opportunity that we continue to reject, is the time, right? We keep pushing away your transformation. Keep pushing away your healing. Keep pushing away you actually overcoming your fears, pain. Like I say, the biggest investment, the most important person in your life is yourself. You have to live with you for the rest of your life. The faster that you take action and overcome your past and heal from your trauma, the more freedom you will have, the more control you'll have, the more confidence you'll have, the more you will attract abundance into your life, okay? Money is a byproduct of who you are. I said this to my dad when I lost over $100,000. He said, Luke, what are you going to do with the money? And I said, I don't give a fuck about the money. I am the money. Why am I the money? Because I'm confident, because I know who I am, because I know my worth, because I believe in myself, because I love the fuck out of myself. I love the shit out of my trauma, my insecurities, my pain, my past. They don't control me. I'm conscious, present here today. I'm focusing on my dreams. I'm focusing on my goals, right? I'm self-aware of who I'm surrounding myself with. That's your job to do. Overcome your shit so you can live your dreams, not your fears, okay? This is your opportunity to do that, guys. Stop wasting your life saying, oh, you know what, maybe I'll be ready in 2 months. Maybe I'll be ready. Get a fucking loan. Invest in yourself. Do the fucking work, right? I used to spend money on fucking gambling. I used to, my whole pay would go into the poker machines every fucking Friday. And I would spend money on that. And I was in debt for 10 years. Fucking partying. And I look at that now and I'm like, man, I would rather be in debt investing in myself so that I can overcome my fears, my pain, my trauma, all that shit. I'd rather be in debt for that, to know that I'm now in control of my life. I'm now going in the right direction. I now have a good relationship with myself. I now don't self-sabotage. I now am not in my own fucking way. Right? That is the shit. Do whatever it takes. And yeah, this is your invitation to send me a message on Instagram and say, Luke, I want to do the Superpower Mastermind. And I'm like, yeah, all right, no worries. Let's get you on a call with one of our success specialists and freaking see if you qualify. See if this is a good fit for you. Because you're stopping yourself. You're in your own way. And the quicker that you do this work, man, the quicker that you're going to have more peace, more freedom, and you're going to live your dreams and step into your purpose, discover what that is. You know, my sister works with me. Her name's Caroline. And when she was, you know, going through being a single mom and I was living with her a few years ago, this was the first year, 2018, and I stopped using cocaine. I moved in with her and that was just an opportunity for me to save money. But, you know, I was living in the bedroom with my nephew at the time. This was, it's crazy, man. And I was seeing how challenging it was for her to be a single mom, 3 kids, and she was studying, doing a business degree, and she was working full time. And I didn't really know what was going on at the time, but I was there to witness that. And that's why, you know, I guess I work more with women than I do with men at the moment. But witnessing what it was like to be a single mom and to do so much and to see what she had to go through, you know, it's very challenging to deal with an ex person in your life that is manipulative, that's unreliable, that says one thing that does another thing, and you have to manage everything. Like, you have to run the household and take care of the kids, and that was fucking like hard to see and experience, you know. And so now she works with me, and the one thing that I'm hearing a lot of is all of our clients, they check in with her because she's the accountability coach, and she's actually giving sound advice on planting seeds of possibility for our clients, because she's done a business degree and she is helping people to navigate themselves, because a lot of our clients are going into the coaching space, becoming speakers, starting their own brands, their own businesses. And she's the person who's actually giving them that advice on their check-in calls as to how to start their own business, or to how to navigate themselves into creating their own brand, or, you know, just directing them in the right way. And I'm like, fuck, this is more than personal development. It's actually like, you know, really, she's like so valuable, you know, and I didn't know this about her. And so that's another powerful thing, is that when you go through this work, you're surrounded with this community that's sharing all of their dreams and goals and what they're building. And so when you're surrounded by that, that's why I say, surround yourself with success, you become it. With whom you surround yourself with is whom you become. And so that's what my sister does. And she helps people to, you know, figure their situations out so that they can, obviously, this is what the purpose is. Do what you love and get paid for it. That's the dream, you know. So you don't have to go to work and work for someone else and do a job that you don't like. For everyone out there who's working for someone else and you like it, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. But there's a lot of people out there that are working in jobs that we don't feel fulfilled. We don't like it. We do it because it pays the bills, you know. We do it because it puts food on the table. And I tell you, there is a massive difference. You know, I'm living my dream. I was working for a government job 9.5 years. It taught me so much, but it wasn't my dream. Now I work for myself. I work for you guys. I do what I love. And I'm living my best life because I got out of my comfort zone. I faced my fears and overcame my pain and my trauma. And I accepted myself for who I am. And that's one of the keys as well, self-acceptance. You know, take off all your clothes, get naked, go and look at yourself in the mirror and go, you're the fucking best, man. I love you just the way you are. All of your imperfections. I love your body. I love you. I love your stretch marks. I love your fucking buckled toenails. I love everything about you, right? Because your mind will fuck you. Your mind will look at you, you will look at yourself and you will go, oh my gosh, you're so ugly. Oh, look at your body. It's fucking disgusting, right? That's your mind. That's how your mind has been programmed. Nah, man, I fucking override that shit, right? I look at myself and I listen to those thoughts, and those thoughts are like, oh, you don't look like this. Your ass is not big enough. Oh, you're too tall and lanky. And I say, fuck you, man. I fucking love me. I'm the shit. I'm amazing. I'm beautiful. It's up to you to be aware of that shit and to program your mind. Don't let your mind control you. You control your mind, okay? And this is what you go through inside the Superpower Mastermind program, is you learn this kind of shit that I'm teaching you, okay? And so then as we work through self-love, you go through this healing, which is just a byproduct of you building a stronger, loving relationship with yourself. At the beginning, you know, when I first started, I had direct connection with everybody who was joining, and it was great. But what I realized after a while, it was difficult to manage everybody. And so I had to step away from that. And obviously it's a group coaching environment. But the one thing I realized, that everybody who was asking me questions and how I was giving everybody advice at the time, was that all the answers were actually inside the program. So as you were going through the program, all the answers that you were asking and thinking about, how do I do this? How do I understand this relationship? Or how do I leave? Or how do I, you know, it was all in there. And I had to direct people like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to answer that question. Do the work. Your success and all your answers are in the work. Do the work. Go through the program and you will discover all the answers. So we work through self-love, then we go into, you know, your inner child and being going through conscious reparenting, where we have a look at those specific areas of how you were parented and what you were missing in your life when you were a child or when you were 14 or when you were 18. What did you feel like you were missing and you needed more of? And so the truth there, guys, is to realize that no one's coming to save you, okay? Your parents, it's not their job to come and save you and reparent you and give you what you needed. And, you know, I had to learn this as well before I started this program, was that, you know, I had a moment there where I was living with my parents and I was so triggered by this experience, you know, because I had lost a bit of weight. I just finished a 72-hour water fast. And then I walked out of my bedroom one day and I was wearing just my clothes, whatever. And I walked out, my mum, she tugged the back of my jeans. And because I was like really skinny, she was like, oh my gosh, man, put some freaking, like, you need to eat more. Put some weight on. You're so, you know, your pants are falling off. Oh, fuck, man. When she said that, I lost it. I lost the plot. Like, she triggered me so much that I fucking, like, turned around. I went to my room. I slammed the door and I said, fuck off. And I was so angry that I completely disassociated from my adult self and I became a child again. And for the next week, I was depressed. I would not leave my room. The only reason I would leave my room, I'm 30 fucking six, man. This is what happened to me at 36. I wouldn't leave my room unless I would, only reason I left my room was to go and eat something. And I stopped talking to my mum. And then I was lying there in my room and I was like, how do I deal with this? Like, what do I do? And that's why the crazy thing is, like, some people have said to me, what qualifies, so I got a message from someone on Instagram. She said, what qualifies you to do what you do? Like, what qualifications do you have? I said, I'm self-educated. I said, listen to my podcast, listen to my YouTube or go on my social platforms. And if you like my vibe, then work with me, right? Because I haven't gone to therapy. I didn't do no counseling. I don't have a therapist and, you know, someone that has helped me to process my trauma. I did it myself. I've healed myself. Okay. So if you're wondering if I have a university degree, I don't. I have a degree from the Luke Mindpower University. Okay. But this is the day and age we're living in, you know. Internet and technology has helped us to become more connected and for us to learn more, because you can access any information you want on the internet. So go and research and figure it out, right? And so that experience in my bedroom, I became a child again, man. I lost Luke Mindpower. I was fucking hurt and I was traumatized and I became like that little child again that was hurt and felt so insecure. And so I was lying there in my bed and I was like, how do I fix this? Like, how do I deal with this trigger, this feeling, this, like. And so I just typed it in on YouTube and I wrote how to heal my inner child, because I just knew it. I was like, I was a child again. And Lisa Romano came up on YouTube, Lisa Romano, and she's actually someone who talks about narcissists and codependency a lot, but she also had a video there on how to heal your inner child. And I started watching it, I started researching it, and then I started journaling, and then I wrote about 15 pages. And I started talking about, like, how my parents parented me and what they should have done and how they should have parented me. Long story short, I took that opportunity and then I got my parents, I sat them down in front of me in the lounge room at my parents' house, and I read them these 15 pages. And I was, because I was angry, you know, I was like upset and I was trying to tell them how they should have parented me, what they should have done. It's crazy, man. I did this shit, man. You know, I was telling them how they should have parented me. And it took me a little bit of time. And that's what's in the program as well, because it was very, very important and powerful part of my journey. But about 7 or 8 months later, I had this light bulb moment and I realized that my parents did the best that they could given the circumstances they had, given what they'd experienced in their own life. And they did the best that they could. And who was I to judge them, to tell them how they needed to parent me? They just did their best. And so 7 or 8 months later, I went back into the garage and I apologized to my parents. I apologized to them and I said, I'm sorry that I judged you and I'm sorry that I said what I said. I was trying to process my feelings and my emotions and try to understand myself. And I was expecting you to change your parenting style and how you were parenting and tell you what to do and how to be, when I didn't really understand what you've been through as a child and how you were raised and what you went through when you were growing up in Poland in those fucked up times, you know. And they traveled to Australia and tried to raise a family, you know. So the truth of this in the Superpower Mastermind is that it's your responsibility to reparent yourself. It's your responsibility not to judge anyone. No one's coming to save you. Your parents are not going to come and save you. They're not going to come and reparent you the way that you need to be reparented because you figured out that, fuck, I'm codependent because I wasn't validated enough and I wasn't loved enough. And so now I'm constantly seeking that validation. And you know, and so that's what I learned from that experience. And so there's a lot of healing that happened while I was living at my parents' house, but that's where I started the Superpower Mastermind, literally in my bedroom in that house. And a couple of years later now, I'm in a fucking mansion with my friend Danilo, living my best life, you know. So so that's the truth of the healing part of that experience, is understanding that it's your job to reparent yourself, and that's what you go through in the program, okay? Because you really uncover and discover those specific areas and realize that it's no one's responsibility or no one's job, okay? And it's not, you're not, your job is not to hate on your parents, okay? I know that I've heard it so much in with all of our clients as well, is the amount of triggers that we get from our mothers or our fathers. We are so triggered by our parents. And it's a process, you know. It's taken me like a few years for me to get to this point in my life now where my mom is actually like, you know, at the beginning she triggered me so much, but now she is seeing the rise of the phoenix. She's seeing Luke Mindpower. She's seeing her son grow and have this massive impact on so many people. And it's, I guess it's becoming more... how can I say this? It's, you know, she's seeing what I'm doing and it makes sense to her now, because at the beginning it's scary. You don't know what your son's doing. You don't know how to process it. It's scary to think that, you know, it's hard to fathom the unfamiliar. You know, you've lived a specific way. You've had a specific level of success in your life. And anyone that's trying to break out of that, it's very, you know, it's hard to see someone else's dream. You know, you want people to believe in you, but they can't see what you see. They don't feel what you feel. And I wanted my mum's support and my mum's love and validation as well. And I also had to learn, and that's what you learn in the Superpower Mastermind, is that you have to validate yourself, right? And there was a pinnacle moment while I was living at my parents' house and I was sitting there in the kitchen. And I was yearning for my mum's support. I wanted that love from my mother. And I wasn't getting it. And then I realized that I was codependent, right? I was waiting for her to support me, to validate me, to tell me, Luke, I'm proud of you. What you're doing is amazing. Congratulations. And I still wasn't getting it. Even though I would talk to her about my success and share with her everything about what I'm doing, she still wouldn't give me that support. And I was like, just had this light bulb moment then and there. And I was like, okay, wow, I'm codependent. I'm dependent on my mother's validation for me to keep moving forward in my life. And then and there, I realized that I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I don't need anyone's validation. I don't need my mother's validation. I don't need my dad's. I don't need my sister's. I don't need my friends. All I need is me. All I need is for me to validate myself, to love myself, to know that I'm worthy, to know that I'm enough, I matter, and what I'm doing is important to me. And so as soon as I started to practice self-validation and nurture my inner child and, you know, look at pictures of me when I was younger, again, which is what you do in the Superpower Mastermind, everything changed, man. So then we work on, you know, healing in relationships as well, how to attract healthy relationships into your life. We work on vulnerability and communication. So that's the program in a nutshell. But the other part of the program that is something that's very hard to fathom, right, like for me to share it with you so that you can actually understand the power of it, it's something that you won't understand unless you are inside the community. Obviously, in terms of the live coaching, there's two live group coaching sessions every single week that you have with me. Okay, that's Mondays and Thursdays. So the Monday session is about, it's called Monday Superpower Motivation, and that session is really about focusing on the week ahead, setting your goals. We do some meditation, and it's a very inspiring and empowering experience to be connected with the whole community. And we're basically focusing on the week ahead and how we're going to smash and crush our goals. Okay. And then on Thursday session is all about personal development, different success resources and trainings that I create and deliver so that you can continue to up level your mindset and your success and your growth throughout the journey of the 20 weeks. So that's the coaching, but the community, ladies and gentlemen, oh my fucking hell. You know, I am very good at bringing people together. And one of the most important parts of your success is to be surrounded by people that love you. Love is the healing energy that will help you to grow. And love is, that's why self-love is so powerful, but love, to be heard, to be seen, to be loved, to be supported, to be, you know, the love, the energy that's in the community that we have is so much of what helps you feel safe so that you can transform your life. And that's what we need a lot of, is just to be seen and heard. And the growth that we have inside the community is simply because there is so much love. Like, you know, it's not just my team, you know, it is the community. It is the amount of love that we share with each other, because as soon as you join, we love you. Like, that's what you need more of in your life, love, you know? And that's why I say that this will transform your life. And just for anyone who's tuning in, who's thinking about, oh, maybe I want to learn more about this or whatever, I just want to emphasize, this is not for the faint of hearted, okay? And what I mean by that, like one of our members, Sonia, said, it's hard work. You know, she said, it's not easy. Like, you have to show up and you have to take action. And it's uncomfortable, some of these situations and experience and exercises. And, you know, and I get it. Not everybody's ready for it. And that's why it is. There's this fear, because it's uncomfortable. But you got to decide, guys, how much more time are you willing to waste? Okay, you have two choices. You have the pain of a regret and staying the same, or you have the pain of growth and getting out of your comfort zone and doing shit you've never done before, which is going to give you access to a life you've never lived before. Okay, so it's you. We're basically getting rid of the old. And that's why I say that when you step into the fire of self-love, it will not burn you. It will only liberate you from everything that you are not. When you step into the fire of self-love, it will not burn you. It will only liberate you from everything that you are not. And that is exactly what the Superpower Mastermind is all about. It's about you unlearning all of the bullshit that the world has made you so that you can step into your true authenticity. And when you step into vibrating authentically, not vibrating higher, you know, some people like, vibrate higher. Fuck vibrating higher. Vibrate authentically, and you will get into alignment with your true purpose, your destiny, and your dreams, because you're being yourself, okay? This is where you're going to really feel fulfillment, peace in your life, okay? because you're not living anybody else's life. You're stepping away from other people's opinions of you and your culture and your religion and everything that's trying to make you something that you are not, okay? And just touching on religion, because some people I know are religious and there's no judgment there. All I'm saying is be yourself, okay? Honor your truth. And once you do that and you build a stronger, loving relationship with yourself, everything changes. Your reality is a direct reflection of the relationship that you have with yourself. Okay? So the more that you set healthy boundaries, the more that you love yourself, the more you put yourself first, the more you respect yourself, guess what? That's how you teach the world to treat and respect you. If you keep putting other people first, you are teaching them that you come last. Okay? So that's the Superpower Mastermind program. It is freaking extraordinary. And if you're ready to transform your life, not just by 10%, okay, this is only something that you do if you want to completely overcome your past and you want to live your dreams, step into your purpose, do what you love and get paid for it, okay? Because once you overcome your pain, right, that turns into your power. And sometimes we're looking for what is it within us that we can give to the world. And that's, I believe, we all have a genius. We all have greatness within us. And the only way you're going to discover that is when you discover yourself. And then your job is to share your gift and your greatness with the world, okay? So that's what you go through in this experience. And because so many people are sharing in the community, like what they're doing, and they're sharing their gifts and their genius and their greatness and what they're good at and how they're building their own businesses and their passions, you have these light bulb moments. You can't help but be inspired by what other people are doing. And you're just like, oh my gosh, wow, that's so amazing. And it just inspires you to take action yourself. So for anyone out there who, I'm going to put some a link in the show notes inside the podcast so that you can directly click that. That will connect you with one of our success specialists so you can have a chat and see if you qualify to join us. And we'll give you some more information there about it. But if you want to directly take massive radical action and you are ready to transform your freaking life and live your dreams, I would invite you to send me a message on Instagram. Go onto Instagram and write the word game plan. Game plan. And we will organize a brainstorm call for you so that you can jump on a call either with me or one of our success specialists so that we can give you some more information and see if you're fit, the right fit for this journey and see if you qualify as well. Okay. But again, remember, time is something that we don't appreciate and we always push it away and we're just like, oh, maybe I'll be ready in 2 months. Maybe I'll be, man, do whatever it takes to, like, the amount of money I've spent and invested in myself to get me to here, it's the best thing that you can ever do, okay? The biggest investment that you can make in your life is in your own personal development and healing. Once you have that confidence, once you have that inner peace, you are fucking unstoppable. You are powerful, man, you know? And surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up. And that's exactly what we do. Okay. So send me a message on Instagram, write the word game plan, and then we'll take it from there and we'll give you some more information to get you on a brainstorm call. All right. And get you started. Now, the other thing that I wanted to share with you as well is an event that's coming up on the 23rd of December in Sydney. And it's called Andiamo. Andiamo, okay, and yeah, it's a nightclub in Double Bay in Sydney, and Danilo, who is my best friend, is the host, and he's going to be DJing there, and some of you may know him because we've been best friends for a long time. He has been a major force in my success as well. He lives with me. I'm so blessed that he lives with me as well in this beautiful house, but I am going to be there at this event at Andiamo on the 23rd of December 2022 to finish the year off on a high, high note, okay? So if you are in Sydney, if you are in Australia, wherever you are around the world, if you want to party and you want to leave 2022 on a high note and celebrate life, that's the purpose of this event, is to celebrate life. then I want to invite you to this event. I'm going to put the link for this event in the show notes inside the podcast as well, so that you can purchase tickets. All right, they're pretty cheap. I think they're like $35 or something like that. But if you have not bought tickets already and you want to join us, come and say hello to me because I'm going to be there. Then I want to invite you to come to Andiamo on the 23rd of December, 2022, in Double Bay. It's called Bedayun Bar. It's going to be pretty amazing. I will also post that link. Actually, I'm going to put Danilo's Instagram link in the description in the show notes on the podcast as well, so that you can actually click on his Instagram, or if you're listening right now, you can simply go to DJ Danilo Official on Instagram and you'll actually just click on his link in his profile, and that will take you to the Andiamo tickets, so that you can actually buy tickets. So that's going to be pretty amazing, and it's going to be awesome to finish the year off on a high note, to celebrate life and listen to good music, because he's the best DJ in the world, and he's going to really, really show up and deliver some amazing, amazing vibes and music. So if you're in Sydney, come down to Andiamo on the 23rd of December 2022 in Double Bay. If you're not in Sydney, then get a flight and get a hotel and come and join us. If you're not in Australia, then come to Australia and join us for an amazing party, okay, on the 23rd. Guys, I'm going to wrap up episode 170 of the Luke Mindpower podcast. It's been a blessing to spend time with you. One of the things that I want to quickly just emphasize is that if you've been hurt in a relationship, if you've been through some shit and you've lost trust in women or lost trust in men, okay, I understand that it's hurtful to go through something where someone's taken advantage of you or traumatized you in some way or inflicted some sort of pain. And I know that you need a bit of time to heal. Remember that you will not heal if you don't invest in yourself, okay? Don't think that time will heal, okay? In 12 months' time, if you don't do any work on yourself and you're expecting to heal your trauma, and then in 12 months you go, okay, now I'm ready to relationship again, but you haven't grown, then you're just going to attract the same toxic shit into your life. So be very mindful of that, that if you're taking time off to spend a bit of solitude with yourself, spend a bit of time with yourself, and you think that you're going to heal from something that has really traumatized you, and you think you're going to attract a healthier relationship in the future, but you don't do any work on yourself, be very mindful of that, okay? Do the work on yourself, grow, build self-confidence, build self-awareness, build self-love, so that you can raise your vibration, so that you can be living on a higher frequency, which will then help you to attract a better person into your life, okay? Because otherwise you're going to attract the same shit because you haven't changed, all right? But what I want to emphasize right now, guys, is the trust is not about other people. Okay, trust is not about other people. It's not about you trusting other people. Oh, I don't trust men. Oh, I don't trust women. Trust is about you. Okay, if you trust yourself, you have nothing to worry about. Everything is a lesson. Okay, your life experiences, the universe is presenting you with relationships, experiences, people to reveal where you are not free. It's your job to trust yourself. It's your job to know yourself. It's your job to understand who you are and what you tolerate, because you get what you tolerate. What you allow will persist. Okay? So if you've been hurt in relationships and you say, I don't trust men or I don't trust women or I don't trust people, it's because you don't trust yourself. Okay? So build a stronger, loving relationship with yourself. Take action, join us in the Superpower Mastermind, send me a message on Instagram, write the word game plan. Take action, man. You're here to live your dreams, not your fears. I'm here to support you. My team is here to support you. Our community is here to lift you up as well. And basically what we do is we become the wind beneath your wings so that you can fly again. Because you were born to fly, not to fucking be a chicken and walk around the street. Okay? I love you guys. Never give up on your dreams. I'll see you very, very soon. Peace out. Thanks for tuning in to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive, and I appreciate you. Never give up on your dreams. You are more powerful than you can ever imagine. That risk you're afraid to take will change your life, so do it. You can thank me later. To all my Apple and Spotify listeners, take a moment and send me back some positive energy and love by leaving me a 5-star rating and a review. Remember, what you put out comes back. Before you go, I'd love to invite you into our amazing, positive, and loving Facebook community, The Dream Chasers. Remember, with whom you surround yourself with is whom you become. So join us. The link is in the show notes. If you're interested in learning more about our coaching programs, or have me speak at your next event, or even have me on your podcast, please visit our website, lukemindpower.com. Always love yourself, and remember that when you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are.